Glory to Jesus Christ. What a beautiful feast day. It is so relevant to us today. For 50 years, Holy Joachim and Anna were barren and could not conceive a child. Even when they were coming to offer sacrifice to God, the high priest rejected Joachim's offering because he was not worthy to offer anything because he was barren. I don't think we can even imagine the pain and the suffering and sadness that they had to go through. For sure, they were upset that they and had heavy hearts. But rather than blaming God and giving up, we can hear from their life story that they gave themselves to the prayer to God that may God's will be done. How many times in our life we struggle with our sinful passions or with some problem or sickness, and we ask, and maybe we ask God once or twice to help us, and when we do not receive the immediate relief or answer, we either tend to forget God, or much worse, we blame God for not answering our prayers or what we want. What a beautiful patience and trust in God Holy Joachim and Anna had. And because of their patience and trust in God, it brought forth love, true, genuine love to their neighbors. Endless forgiveness, humility, mercy, an atmosphere of grace which creates within our heart a fertile ground for God's work to be done. I think that this holy patience is something that we should learn in our life. Nowadays, in today's world, we need to acquire this kind of patience. For the past decades, we have seen so many technological advancements in every field that made us in our life so much, made our life so much better, so much faster. When I was thinking about today's homily, I was remembering when I was a little kid and we had the first computer, and it was very slow. And sometimes you had this urge to throw it out of the window because it was not working properly. But then each year everything got better, everything got upgraded. And sometimes it still seems like that you want to throw away this technology. But when something is not going as fast as we would like, we immediately get frustrated. And this way of life, of frustration and anger, has transferred into our spiritual life, where if we do not get this instant relief from passion or instant answer in our prayer, then we don't do anything else except the one thing that we should do, the one thing that is required, and that is to give ourselves completely to God at the moment, or when we feel the pain, or if you have a bad feeling, to give our entire life over to Him and truly yearn for His will to be done within our lives. So let us grow in patience today. Today, we are giving a beautiful example of what patience can bring into our life when we become worthy to receive God's grace. Glory to Jesus Christ.